Hi, everyone. We're here today with Kate Ziegler, licensed acupuncturist. Hi, Kate.
Hi. Good to be here.
Right. Good to have you. So, Kate, will you tell us a little bit about how you work and maybe the kind of client that you typically see?
Sure. So, I practice two styles of acupuncture, and oftentimes I will sort of combine the two different styles when I'm treating my patients. So I practice both a traditional Chinese style of acupuncture, which is tends to be more common here in the US. And then I also have training in Japanese style acupuncture, which takes a slightly different approach and uses some different diagnostic information from the body. And I try to sort of integrate those two styles and approaches when I'm treating my patients. And so what that usually translates into is that I'm able to treat people for a variety of different conditions, ranging from sports injuries and chronic pain conditions, which tend to respond a bit better to a little bit more of an aggressive treatment, which tends to be Chinese style acupuncture. But then I can also treat people that have more subtle, complex systemic conditions and treat them with, I usually will use a more Japanese approach to those types of conditions, which tends to use fewer needles, shallower insertion, there tend to be thinner needles. So it's nice that I can sort of combine those two approaches depending on the unique needs of the patient.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about your demographic of who you see, male, female, age, pediatric, et cetera.
Sure. So I currently work at, I spend most of my time in Manchester by the Sea at the Manchester Athletic Club. And because it is an athletic club, I tend to see I get a lot of chronic pain and sports injuries. And in terms of demographics, I tend to get, I'd say largely, I have a female patient population, but I definitely do have men sprinkled in as well. And because of my current hours, which tend to be, you know, sort of work 9 to 5 earlier kind of school hours, I don't get to see as many pediatric and adolescent patients as I would like, but I actually have a tremendous interest in specifically adolescent medicine. And so I've tried to accommodate student age kids' schedules by seeing them either evenings or weekends as I'm able to, because I do really enjoy treating younger people. But I would say the typical patient, I do get a lot of female patients I'd say the age range runs the gamut. So everyone from 30s all the way up to in their 80s.
Right. And I always say, you know, not to take away from men being fathers, but as a mother, you know, I think women sit at the hub of that health and wellness in their family. So oftentimes they're sending along their yes. children or their spouses.
They send the children, and yes, exactly. I've gotten a number of male patients that are sent to me by the wives. So that is definitely true. Yes, absolutely.
And having had a treatment with you, one of the things that I also love, then I'd like you to speak to it of why you find it helpful in a treatment is cupping.
Sure. Yeah. So in addition to needling, which is what most people think of when they think of acupuncture, I also use some other adjunctive techniques, one of which is cupping. The other is moxibustion, which is an herb that I burn as another way to stimulate different acupuncture points. With cupping specifically, there's a variety of different ways that you can use cupping. The way that I was trained to use cupping is that it is primarily used to relieve areas of stagnation or stuckness in the body. So if you think of the different meridians that flow throughout the body, you oftentimes people will get pain or other conditions that create discomfort or disharmony in the body. And usually one of the primary causes of that pain or discomfort is stagnation or stuckness of either qi, blood, or body fluids. And so cupping can be an effective way, in addition to the needling, to help release areas of stagnation. And so when you see, if you've seen someone that's had cupping before, you'll notice a dark mark on the skin. And that the way we think about that discoloration is that it's actually bringing qi and blood to the surface of the skin and releasing it out of the body that way. Mm-hmm. And so it's usually used to relieve stagnation in order to reduce pain and to increase qi flow to that area or channel on the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that explanation. So what I always have loved about acupuncture personally is that there's the ability to go in and you were speaking to if we like sport injuries. So if we just took that, for example, somebody comes in and they have a, you know, a shoulder injury and you work on their shoulder and you loosen that up. But what I love about it too, is there's a huge spiritual or emotional component that doesn't even have to be spoken about on the table, but is often, you know, I find myself coming off and maybe feeling a little more imbalanced. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. So one of the things that is unique and really nice about acupuncture is that you, when a patient comes in, I'm going to gather information from the patient verbally. So they'll tell me about their symptoms and what things have been bothering them. And then I'm also going to gather some diagnostic information from the person's actual body. So by feeling their pulse and I oftentimes will palpate their abdomen to gather some information from the body itself. And based on those things, I'm going to come up with a treatment that is going to both treat the local symptoms. So if you come in with a shoulder injury, I will obviously treat the area that is causing pain in the body, the shoulder, and I'll treat the channels that run through the shoulder. But I'm also going at the same time to provide a treatment that is designed to bring the entire body into balance. And so that's going to tap into everything from mood regulation to digestive function to immune system. And so oftentimes if people come in with a particular sports injury, they're also going to have some imbalance or disharmony elsewhere in the body that they may not be conscious of. And so acupuncture is really nice because you can sort of treat both of those things simultaneously.
Yeah. So I know you're interested in the adolescent pediatric piece. So I'm going to ask this question because I, having four children, I know one of my daughters has really benefited going to acupuncture, but she does not like needles. So are you able to treat, for those in the audience listening that might be not really fond of needles, what would you do with a client that maybe wanted to come? What other treatments might you do? Maybe cupping, but what else?
Sure. So I do, part of my training was in pediatrics. I did a rotation at Boston Medical Center where I worked in the pediatric unit. So we saw children ranging from actual infants to, you know, mid-teens. And so I got a lot of good hands-on experience with treating kids, most of which did not want needles. So there's a number of different techniques you can use. The most common one is doing a form of acupressure, basically. And so you can either use, I can use my hand, or you can use different instruments. There's a Japanese instrument known as a Taishin, which basically is just a little metal, almost small wand where you can, that can be used to stimulate different acupuncture points in a non-insertive fashion. Mm-hmm. So you can treat someone without using needles at all. but taking a similar approach that you would take if you were needling. So you're going to stimulate the same acupuncture points. You're just going to do it without inserting any needles. So you'd use a little instrument on the surface of the skin very gently. And then in addition, you could use both cupping and also moxibustion, which is very gentle and feels warm. And you can use that on the surface of the skin as another way to stimulate the energetics of the points on the body.
Mm-hmm. Moxa was my best friend when I was not well and I had a lot of gut issues. And I have the Moxa poles.
Yes.
That looks like a cigar, right? And I would sort of light it and be able to put it over my stomach. And it was my whole family. Of course, nobody liked the smell. But
yeah, some people love the smell, some people hate the smell. you get both. So Moxa is awesome, and there's a variety of different ways that you can use Moxa. The Moxa pole is a popular way to use it, especially sometimes I'll give some of my patients little Moxa poles to use as take-home treatments because it's easy to do yourself.
Yep.
But there's a variety of other ways that you can use Moxa. And it's amazing, especially for digestive disorders. Moxa, I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. Also for fertility and other gynecological disorders, Moxa is really great, as well as injuries, because it does a number of different things, but it really helps to stimulate acupuncture points, but also to bring chi and blood to a particular area of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And also, while at the same time sort of warming and nourishing the systems. So it can be really, really great to help sort of calm digestive upset, help to promote kind of circulation in the reproductive organs or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
But it does a number of different amazing things.
I'm glad we're talking about it because fortunately, because I've been well, but I haven't, my daughter right now, I'm like, oh, I got to go get my Moxa pole. So thanks for reminding me.
Yes. Yes. And it is easy to do it yourself if someone shows you quickly.
Yeah. Now, how long do you think, and obviously everybody's different. And I always say, I think children are just, you know, sort of have less layers, you know, so maybe they're faster at healing with certain things. But if someone came to you on average, you know, with a shoulder injury, or maybe you could give, you know, us an example, how many sessions are they coming? Because I always find that what I love about acupuncture also, which we haven't touched on, is allergies. I have a lot of friends that have used it with their children and are just like, oh, wow, if I just proactively take my child, I don't need to give them the allergy medicine as often or not at all. So what would you say sort of would be on average for a certain, you know, something they're coming to you, shoulder injury or allergy or, you know, and I get that this is, you know, not a blanket statement.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a very hard question to answer. I get that question all the time. Oftentimes if people are new to acupuncture, that's the first question they'll ask me. It's very hard to say because every condition is so different. I'd say these are the main things to consider. The first is, as you alluded to, the age of the patient. So younger people tend to respond much more quickly. They have more chi. Their chi tends to be more superficial, so it's easier to manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot more what we think of as kidney energy, which helps the body to heal more quickly. As we age, our kidney energy becomes depleted and things just take longer.
Mm-hmm.
So the age of the patient is one thing to consider. The next thing that I like people to be mindful of is how long have you had this condition? So if it's an acute injury, like you have a flare-up of tennis elbow for the last month, that is something that is most likely going to be fairly quick to resolve.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a chronic lower back issue and it's been going on for 10 years and it's recently flared up again, but it has been a problem for a number of years, that is going to take a bit longer, most likely. And there's going to be a million different variations. Obviously, if you have a structural problem, like you've torn a ligament, you've broken a bone, those things are going to take longer than if you haven't done that.
Right.
And it's a more of a muscular discomfort. Mm-hmm. So there's always going to be little caveats, but generally I think of the age and overall health of the patient, because that will show, you know, generally gives you an idea of how quickly they will tend to respond to the medicine. And then also how long the person has had a particular condition.
Yep.
But there are a number of different, a number of additional variables that will make things a bit more complicated, but that's a sort of an answer to your question.
I think it's good. It's always a hard question to ask anyone.
Yeah.
So as we're starting to wrap up, I'd love you to just share with everybody, because I think this is important for where you see patients. I know you mentioned Manchester, and then I think you also have another space coming up soon. So where else will you be working, you know, hopefully in the near future?
Yes. So I work in Manchester by the Sea, and I also am going to be working with one of my good friends that I did all of my schooling with on Newbury Street in Boston. And so I will be at that location on Wednesdays for the full day to start off. And she has a really great, busy practice there. And so I'm hoping to draw on a slightly different population, and it'll be nice to work with another acupuncturist that I really respect also, and collaborate a bit. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Great. Well, Kate, thanks so much for joining us. I'm so glad we could have our chat today, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, thank you as well.